May the words of my mouth, meditation of my heart, be acceptable in your sight, O Lord, my strength and my redeemer. I like this statement. It says, faith saves us, but how? It saves us by making us aware of Christ who saves. Faith does not make things what they are, but shows us them as they are in Christ. We've talked about this before, that faith doesn't start with us. Faith always starts with what he believes. Faith doesn't make God do anything. Faith recognizes what he's done or what he's doing, and then we simply believe. I love that place in Timothy that says, even when we believe not, he abides faithful because he cannot deny himself. Think about that. Jesus can't stop being Jesus. And therefore, whether I believe or don't believe, Jesus can't stop being Jesus because he abides faithful. So what faith is just coming into agreement with what he's doing, simply believing what he's already saying he's doing. This is another quote. This is a great, great Christian from a long time ago. And God really used him in his generation. And he said this, and I liked what he said, but he didn't go quite far enough. He talks about the twofold union with Christ. Me being in Christ, Christ being in me. The scripture talks about that. So I'll just read what he says. You in me and I in you, the branch that is in the vine has its position. But only as the vine is in it, constantly penetrating it with its sap and substance, does it have power for fruitfulness. Again, you and me and I and you, the branch that is in the vine has its position, but only as the vine is in it, constantly penetrating it with its sap and substance, does it have power for fruitfulness. The language almost, and this is sort of often what Christians will do, is, okay, I know that I've been placed into Christ. I'm a branch that's been grafted in. So how do I get that life that's in the vine to flow into the branch? Because his statement said, as a branch, you have your position. You're in Christ. But the key is the vine, getting the vine to flow, or is the life of the vine constantly flowing? Only as it does that. Well, here's the deal. This is really the bigger story. Because you've been positioned into the vine as a branch, you can't separate the vine from the branch. The branch and the vine are one. The branch is now part of the vine, not a separate entity. And so if there's life in the stem, there's got to be life in the branch. If there's life in the root, there's got to be life in this stem and life in the branch. But Jesus didn't say, I am the stem. I know we talked about this a few weeks ago, but the Lord just ministered again this morning. Jesus didn't say, I am the stem. Jesus didn't say any of that. Jesus said, I'm the vine. And the branch is just part of that. It's not a separate entity. It's an expression of the vine. The root's part of the grapevine. The leaves are part of the grapevine. The branches are part of the grapevine. So my position is that I'm in him, and therefore the life that's in him is flowing in me, whether I acknowledge it or not. But only in my acknowledging it do I get to manifest it. Do I get to enjoy it? Do I get to experience it? There's nothing you can do to get the life of the vine to flow into you, the branch. You are already part of the life of the vine. It's not vine and a branch. It's the vine that includes the branch. And therefore, faith just acknowledges who I am in him and the life of the vine that's flowing in me, and faith celebrates that reality. That's why I love that place in Timothy again. Even if I believe not, he abides faithful. Because he can't deny himself. And if I recognize, if I say I believe that that's true, if I go amen to that verse, then you are no longer in the category of believing not. Because that's what faith is. Faith acknowledges that he's faithful and that he can't deny himself. And in this situation or in this circumstance, in that moment, Jesus is being Jesus. And if you believe that, then you're exercising faith. We've made such a big deal out of faith that we think we have to have giant faith for things to happen. Jesus said faith is like a mustard seed. It's God who moves the mountain. Faith just acknowledges that he can move a mountain. It's not about you. It's not about your faith. It's about his faithfulness. I just think that's really cool. Because again, we understand that faith is a product. It doesn't create a product. It is the product. It is the result of him. That first quote I read, I like it. Faith saves us by making us aware of Christ who saves. Faith does not make things what they are, but shows us them as they are in Christ. That is so simple. I think one of the great missions in my life is how is to try to undo, blow out of the water how the enemy has convinced Christians how hard it is to experience a measure of the fullness of Christ in their life. How hard it is to get an anointing. How hard it is to have this or that in Christ when Jesus has already done it all. I have been positioned into that. How hard it is to grow in holiness. Let me read this verse from Romans 11. If the first piece of the dough is holy, then the lump also. And if the root is holy, the branches are too. Because they're part of the same thing. They're one. And if some of the branches were broken off, and he's talking about the Jews who didn't believe, you, being a wild olive, were grafted in among the believing Jews. He's speaking to Gentiles. And you, too, became partaker with them of the rich root of the olive tree. How rich is that root? How much does Jesus have? How adequate is he? How holy is he? You know, one of the things that happens with me in my own language, faith language with the Lord, is that if temptation comes, I remember that I'm in Christ and that he's holy. I'm now part of that reality. I'm not trying to get holy. He's already holy. And I want to abide in his holiness. So in that moment, I just thank him for being my holiness in whatever form it needs to look like in that situation. Well, that's complicated. And again, like I've said over the years, we're sheep. He could have called us Christian rocket scientists, but he didn't. We're simple sheep. He made it, he took all the cookies off of the top shelf and put them on a counter where we could all reach them. In the name of the Father, Son, Holy Spirit. Amen.